All right, let's get started. We'll be talking about spending again today and the various ways that different groups of people in society spend money. And the two groups we'll look at this morning are men and women, a favorite topic for many people. And I'm going to cover some of the different ways that men and women spend money and then discuss some of the reactions by businesses to these differences. So, we're going to see lots of differences, and the main reason I want to focus on gender differences in spending is because these differences are starting to have very big implications for marketers and advertisers. Now, I'm speaking in generalizations here, but traditionally, the wife and mother in a family has been the one in the family who has been concerned with taking care of the home and taking care of the children. So, for example, it's traditionally the woman in the family who thinks about preparing the food for the family or keeping the family healthy and warm, those kinds of things. Here's how experts say it. They say women want to create a lifestyle. Now that means they tend to focus on the daily life of their family. Now, let's move on and let's talk about the traditional responsibilities and traditional spending by men. Traditionally, and again, this is a generalization, the man in the family is the one who fixes things. So, for example, if a door in the house is broken, the man fixes it. Okay? So now, when it comes to spending, well, men traditionally want to get those things that will last a long time and that don't need replacing or repairing. They're the ones who are concerned with the long-term value of purchases. And that makes quite a bit of sense. Now, the long-term value of an item increases as the price of the item goes up. So the long-term value of a car, for example, is more important to a family's finances than, let's say, the long-term value of a sweater or a pair of shoes. Now, let's take a look at some numbers. Today, 27% of all households in the United States are now headed by a single woman. All right, I'm going to stop here for today. Now next time, I'll give you a few more case studies of female-friendly businesses.